Okay, we are doing Daf Nun Hey in Brachas 55a. So first of all, we say Kol Hamarech B'Tfilaso Mayimbo. Someone who lengthens his tefillah and thinks about it a lot. Sof Boli De Kav Lev. It's going to hurt their heart. Shenemar Tocheles Mamusha Machlas Lev. Amr Yitzchak Shloshet Var Maskir and Avonos Sof Shaladam. Three things remind a person of their sin, and meaning for one to reflect on them. Ve'eluhem kir natui, a person who passes by a wall and it looks like it's going to fall, because the danger that he's about to be in, a person wakes up and begins to think about life. Ion tefil, looking at the davening. U'moser din al chavero l'shamayim, or one who hands a din on his friend l'shamayim. Okay, we're going to analyze that in a moment. So what you see over there is meaning that which we say that's not roi is talking about the mayimbo, where a person trusts that this tefillah is going to be received, and that's why he has kavana. But the one where he said that you lengthen the davening and causes you pain is the lo mayimbo. Vehechi avid, how do you do, what should he do? Mapish barachim, he should increase tefillah. If a person doesn't feel that he's going to be confident in din, he should increase his davening. Let's just analyze that. Moser din al chaver l'shamayim. We said three things remind a person of their sins, meaning they force you to introspect and think about, about where you stand, and then to be confident in what you actually have. Moser din al chavero l'shamayim, you hand over the din that you have with another person to shamayim, meaning you trust that your merits will protect you in the din itself against that other person. Then we say hamarech al shulchano, right? One who lengthens his table, dil ma'at yani vayavle, maybe in the middle an ani is going to come and he's going to give him futi dechtiv ham mizbeach et shloshamis gavoa, right? Pasach b'mizbeach v'sayim b'shulchan. It started by calling mizbeach, then it switched to shulchan, meaning kol zman shbeisam yishai kayim, the mizbeach would mechaper, but now it's our tables are mechaper. That's a beautiful idea, the power of our shulchan. Each pieces of this agadata, musar ideas are big. V'hamarech b'beisakisa mal yusei, a person who spends time in the bathroom, that's good, right? Clear toxins. V'atanya sar dvar mitechtonius, right? And there are 10 things here that list off the things that brings a person to some type of illness. That's separate. Now let's continue further below. Amar v'shlosha dvar mekatzrin yom v'shnosta, three things shorten the life of a person. Mi shenostam lo sefer Torah likras, when someone gives this person a Torah in public to read from, he doesn't read from. A kol shel bracha, to make a bracha, doesn't make a bracha. Hamani gatzmo barabanu, someone who sticks himself into leadership where he doesn't belong. So sefer Torah likras v'inakora, these are the sources for each one. Okay, move next. Amar v'yudam rav shlosha tzrichim rachamim, three need mercy. Right, that they're here they go. Melech Tov, a good king, meaning what this means is there are three things that need you to daven for them to be able to arrive: a good king, a good year, and a good dream. Okay, the source of them again: a good king, a good year, and a good dream. Amr Yochanan Shlosha Dvar Machriz Lam Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. There are three things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and announces or proclaims. Ra'av, which is like famine, Soveya satiation, Uparnas Tov, and good support. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Eima Midim Parnas Al Tzibor. You don't put someone who is like Achrai, responsible for the Tzibor, unless you first check with the Tzibor, right? Because it says, Shenemar Ro'u Karo B'Shem B'Tzalel. Moshe Hagon Alecha B'Tzalel. Amar Lo Bonshlam Im Lefanecha. If he's Hagon, that it seems that he's good. Lefanei Lo Kolshken, and certainly he's good for me. Yet still God checked in with him. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Rionasan, B'Tzalel Shel Chachmaso Hashem Nechachmaso. B'Tzalel was called on based on his wisdom. The B'Shashem Lekosh Baruch Hu Moshe, go tell B'Tzalel to make Aaron Mishkan and Kalim. Moshe went and did the opposite and said, also Aaron Kalim Mishkan. B'Tzalel said, Moshe Rabbeinu, the minig of the world is a person builds a house and afterwards he puts the Kalim inside. And you say to make an Aaron Kalim Mishkan? So Kalim Shani Yosel Lehechan Achnis, where am I going to put it? So the Shema Kachamar Lekosh Baruch Hu, also Mishkan Rekalim. Amar Lo Shema B'Tzel Kel Hayit Avida. You're in the shadow of God, says Moshe. Wow, you're in the shadow of God, that you know this. B'Tzalel knew how to combine different letters together, combinations, right, and create things from them, which is an incredible ability. We also know Yochanan Kosh Baruch Hu Nosan Chachma. God only gives Chachma l'mishi yesh bo Chachma, to somebody who has wisdom, right? Chachma is drawn to Chachma. Shenemar Yav Chachma Sala Chakimin. Kosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma to the wise. Shema Rav Tachl Bar Mav Arma Kamei Rabbi Abo Amrle Atun Mehasa Basidla Mehacha. We learn it from here. Where they learn it from? All right, the Rav Chisda says, Kol HaChalomos V'lo Tavos, all dreams that a person has should see, all the Chalomos that a person sees, just by the way, this whole Gemara now is entering into the famous dream sugyas, which are going to take us a couple dapim, we're going to get into them. So, for example, it says, Amar Rav Chisda Chalma D'lo Mipashar, a dream that's not explained is like a letter that's not read. So a little bit about dreams, we have that over there. By a dream, even though some of it is fulfilled, you know, much of it is not fulfilled. We know that from Yosef, it says. Okay, Nunhei Amud Beis, let's continue from there. A lot more on dreams on this Amud. How long should a person wait for a dream to become fulfilled? There were 24 people who could explain dreams in Yerushalayim. The dreams that a person sees are just what you're thinking about. As it says, how you go to sleep, what you think about, is essentially what is going to be in your dreams. That makes total sense. That makes total sense. First of all, let's talk about the wisdom of Bezalel. We said the Gemara told us that Moshe Rabbeinu reversed the order of the Mishkan, and Bezalel corrected him. If I build the Aron first, where am I going to put the stuff until the Mishkan is built? So number one, why did Moshe Rabbeinu reverse the order of Hashem's commandments? That's the question of the Pnei Yeshua. Number two, even if Bezalel built the Mishkan first, did he really keep the Aron there? The Mishkan was not actually put up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, while the Aron was going to be built and ready for use by last Chanukah, according to the Medrash. So where was the Aron kept until then? And it's clear from the Pesukim that Hashem himself told Moshe Rabbeinu to build an Aron before making the Mishkan. So why does the Gemara say that Moshe Rabbeinu reversed the order? Okay, so you have a series of questions on this famous Agadat, famous teaching, which is brought down by Rashi and the Chumash. Okay, so it could be suggested that there were two stages to the completion of the Mishkan. The first stage was the actual construction, fabrication of the Mishkan and its contents from the raw materials. And the second stage was the actual putting up the Mishkan after all of its contents were already constructed. And that second stage, by the way, repeated itself every time the Jews traveled in the Midbar and dismantled and reassembled the Mishkan. In the first stage, the Aron, because of its Kedusha, preceded the Mishkan, as Hashem commanded Moshe in Parshas Truma, that since the Aron was the primary part of the Mishkan, it had to be made first. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he instructed Bezalel to start with the construction of the building of the Aron. But each time the Mishkan was put up and the Shechina rested on it, the Mishkan came before the Aron. And the Aron was not put first into place, and then the Mishkan put around it. Rather, the Mishkan was put up, and only then was the Aron moved into that. That's why Hashem mentioned the Mishkan first in Parshas Kisisa. Now, when Bezalel hears from Moshe Rabbeinu that he was going to begin the construction with the Aron, he realized that when it would come time to put up the Mishkan would have to come before the Aron. In the spirit of Tznius, it wouldn't be proper for Hashem to rest his presence on the Kruvim in the open without being enclosed by the Mishkan, right? And that's the idea. So that's one possibility for all of this. There's another mahalach here that I want to share with you. So the way it's quoted and the way Rashi brings down as well, it says, rather, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur, Lemoshe Yehuda, all said, Kol Asher Asa Hashem et Moshe. Did Kol Asher Asa Hashem et Moshe. So Kol, meaning all, Rashi says, that it doesn't say Asher Tziva, rather Kol, all, that even the unspoken stuff. And then it goes on to say minaga olam, right? The minaga of the olam, that a person builds the outer first and then you bring in the stuff, where to put it. You have a place where to put your things and then you put it in. So Bezalel finished everything in the last week of Kislev, but he put it up only in Adar 3 months later. So didn't they need it to house the Kalim, exactly as we pointed out? So the yesod of all the mitzvahs in the Torah is that they need to be done in a normal order, right? A normal order. Therefore, a malacha with a shinoi on Shabbos isn't a violation of the Avera Midaraisa, because what you're doing is you're changing around the normal way, the Seder. So too, when it comes to keeping mitzvahs, let's say, for example, if you eat matzah, shalo kederech achila, not the normal way, you're not going to be mekayim. Or example, you hold the lulav upside down. So therefore, Bezalel wasn't asking that the Mishkan be built first in terms of practical pragmatics, because as we pointed out before, the Aron was already around. But rather, he wanted to do it lefi seder ha-mitzvah, according to the normal way that a mitzvah is done. It's a very nice answer. I don't remember where I saw that. Another answer that was brought down the Sefer Kol Aryeh. So he asks, why is he considered so brilliant? Oh, wow, he's Bezalel Kel, right? Because he figured this out. At the end of the day, Rashi says it was just minhag olam that a person does it like this. So what's the machlokas? So perhaps the whole machlokas is the Kol Aryeh was about whether Yiras Shamayim comes first. Meaning, do you build a framework of Yiras Shamayim so that the mitzvahs in the Torah you learn has a place to go? Moshe was arguing, you just got to get started. Do the mitzvahs, get started. Bezalel was saying, no, this is a microcosm of what you're going to achieve, and therefore what has to happen is you have to build a framework and reish yischach me'yiras Hashem. And that was his mahalach. Nunhei Amid Beis, the Gemara says that in order to avoid receiving or giving Ayin Hara, one should hold his thumbs in the opposite hands or look at his own nostril. What is Ayin Hara? How do you avoid it by staring at your nostril? What does that mean? So perhaps we could share the following answer. That a person shouldn't arouse the jealousy of others by flaunting the possessions they have, which they don't have. And if you do so, Hashem's going to cause the object to be taken away and to give it to others. So the Gemara says the proper procedure for stopping Ayin Hara from affecting oneself is to hold two thumbs in opposite hands. That's saying I'm not holding myself with pride that I was able to amass all these material possessions. Rather, I've been given a portion from Hashem that was never meant for anybody else, and I have nothing to show off. To prevent accidentally giving Ayin Hara to others, you look down at your nostril, as if to say, you're looking down at your own belongings, you don't notice the belongings of others, and you look at your nostril because that's the closest part of the body you could see. The Gemara says the left nostril because the left always represents the material wealth and covet. Orech yamim b'smola osher v'chavod. Orech yamim b'yamina osher v'chavod b'smola, as the Pasuk in Mishlei Perakim says. Stop there for today.